Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 0.75 cents, March wheat down 2.25 cents, and March beans up 4 cents. Currently, we've got the metals just slightly lower, dollars a few ticks higher, crude oil is up 33 a barrel. Fairly quiet morning. We did sell off late in the session here. Corn broke about 2 cents. Beans broke about a nickel. Wheat broke about 3 cents all in the last hour or so. We did have some export sales announcements this morning. 163,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 112,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, and 125,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. So that could be a little bit helpful here this morning, maybe adding to a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday for the beans. The market's still trying to digest what pulling out of the TPP means, what kind of trade issues we're going to have with China, what's the president going to do, a lot of unknowns out here. We do know that the South Americans have been selling on these rallies, and it's the spec buyers that are owning this stuff. So we've got commercial selling and spec buying. I'm not sure that's necessarily helpful to the bean market out here. Funds are still heavily short wheat, which I think long-term can be a positive out here. There's no real major issues with the wheat for the time being. A couple of little problems here and there, but for the most part, we're going to see, the weather play an important role as we move forward. Are we going to see an Easter freeze out here? If we do, obviously the wheat can move significantly higher. But corn market, we did trade over 370 overnight. We got up to 371, so we took out that double top by a penny. We went out at 368 and three quarters, so only a penny and a quarter shy of that 370 mark. If we could close over 370 here, I think that would be a good move towards opening us up for maybe a 20-cent rally out here. The bean market, again, I think the commercials, South Americans are going to sell rallies in this bean market. I can't imagine why they wouldn't. I see all kinds of problems ahead for the beans. So I think you've got to be very careful out here and look to at least be buying put options to protect the downside. Yes, the specs and the funds will keep coming for this stuff if they have a reason, which would be South America. But I still believe that we're giving the Brazilians an opportunity to hedge grains at pretty good prices out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.